Hey there, fans of Brotherly Love Wrestling. It is I, Vic Delicious.
Philly's own, the Mecca here.
It is the real McCoy, J.D.X., Justin D. Xavier.
It's your man, C.D., the fallen angel, Christopher Daniels.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old friend, R.J. City.
Hey there, Brotherly Love Wrestling. Bill Carr here.
Hey everyone, this is two-time guest Wheeler Yuta.
Two bozos from Philadelphia flapping their gums about pro wrestling this, pro wrestling that.
Which is not that unique in the grand scheme of things yet.
You are in for a treat because you're tuned in to Brotherly Love Wrestling.
Philadelphia, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling and the Essential Series.
It's back.
It is. And today's topic...
But did it ever leave in the first place?
No, we just haven't gone back to it. Never left.
We kept it always here. We kept it in the cellar.
Yeah.
Locked away, like sloth.
Baby Ruth, okay.
We'll get you a goddamn Baby Ruth. We can bring you back for this one time. Christ.
Just once?
This is our sloth.
Anyway, the topic today, because we found out this past week that WWE is finally getting rid of the PG rating, at least for Monday Night Raw for now, and is going to the TV-14. So,
yeah, is Fox probably going to jump on that?
You think? Maybe. I think they probably will.
Are they going to let USA test run it?
Probably. I mean,
I always thought Fox was a little bit more, I don't know. Either way, go ahead.
Either way,
go ahead. I don't want to.
Because that has happened, we figured we'd look back and do the essential moments of the PG era. So,
no,
this started off as an era that nobody wanted.
Well, look what it fought. Look what it came after.
Yes, of course. One of the greatest wrestling eras, period.
We have the best. Attitude, then Ruthless Aggression, then PG.
Yes.
I don't think there's anything in between that.
No, you're right.
So you went from literally like attitude, all right, there's people flashing tits on TV, to Ruthless Aggression, where you would assume you're just going to beat the shit out of each other. And now PG.
Yeah, well, it's at this point where he's now a superstar.
Didn't we already do the Essential Cena?
The Essential Cena? Yeah. Yes.
Well, when you think of the PG era, the first person you think of is John Cena. I do personally.
Ruthless Aggression, you don't think of John Cena? I mean,
No. If I'm thinking Ruthless Aggression, I'm thinking, well, I'm thinking of him saying it, but.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he was.
I think he was a perfect face for the PG era. But I mean, I would think of John Cena first as Ruthless Aggression.
Well, he's been doing it for so long that the longevity of the PG era outweighs the longevity of the Ruthless Aggression era.
Very true. Yeah.
So I consider John Cena the flag bearer of the PG era.
That's true.
And the Fruity Pebbles.
So last time we went.
I don't no freaking clue. At this
no,
point.
I'm pretty no, hold on. I'm pretty sure I had three, you had two. So you
are
can
you
start
sure
off.
You had to have watched.
I did not, honestly.
Then you're definitely wrong.
No, because I'm
are you sure?
Almost positive.
Because the last one we did, didn't we? Did we split? The last one was the NWO.
Yeah, and I had three.
You had three?
Yes.
For the NWO?
Yes, 100%.
I gave you three for the NWO?
Yes.
What was my problem?
I don't know.
I should have taken three for that one.
Well, you have three now. I have two.
You know how...
Start us off.
Here's the thing. When you think about something that went on since 2008 till today...
2022, yes.
So what is that? 14 years? 14 years of PG era? And you try to take the moments that aren't necessarily PG?
When I'm thinking about this, I'm not thinking this, PG moments. I'm just thinking the best moments.
I did this
from this
era. I did this strictly from my memory,
mm-hmm.
and just because I had to think a little bit. I'm like, all right, well, when the fuck did it start?
Yeah,
because I like your time is all like I don't know. I don't even know what day it is today. I thought today was Wednesday at one point, and it's Monday.
Man, that's depressing when you found out that it was Monday again. That's horrible.
I shrug it off now. I'm like, I never know. I just don't know what that is. So thinking back then, I'm like, this could have been any time.
Yes.
And I'm not stalling because I have.
No, I believe.
I have more than three, uh-huh. but it is tough because I know I'm you. I know. And you know, I know it. You know it. I definitely am leaving out probably big ones when I think. But I'll start off with, if we're going just moments, I'm going Daniel Bryan's WrestleMania win.
Of course.
When I'm thinking the past X amount of years, and if it falls in that time span, because that's one of my favorite WWE moments.
Period. I agree.
So I think that was – the build was perfect. The lead-up match before the actual match was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And then – the payoff is exactly what you wanted. It was clean.
Yeah.
The whole thing was perfect.
I agree. I had that on my list as well.
I figured a lot of people probably would.
Yeah. I think you have to. That's a big moment.
It's
a big moment. Like you said, period. And that's tops for most
people. He was like the most popular wrestler in all of wrestling at that point.
And
like, he was on top of Cena. Because when he faced Cena and beat Cena,
mm-hmm.
they went apeshit for that. Or we went apeshit for that. Yeah. Everybody went apeshit for that. I'm going to see how many times I can use apeshit in this in this whole episode. I'm already at four.
Four?
I think I'm at four.
That was three in a row. Did you say it already?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm going to give myself the benefit of the doubt. But yeah, I mean, for just perfection moment, if it gets me out of my seat and I'm not in the arena, it's done its job. And I jumped out of my seat when he won.
I'm glad you said that. That leads me to my pick.
Okay, good. Because I'm king of the Segway. Can we get a shirt of me riding a Segway? It just says king of the Segway.
Oh, no, I definitely got to make that. We need
a good cartoonist is what we need.
Anyway, we can talk about that after the show.
Okay. Well, if someone's listening, they're like, oh, wow, I know a good cartoonist that wants to draw Joe on a Segway. Then now they hear it. They got to put it out there if it's going to come into existence. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Same kind of mood. It got you reacting. I wouldn't say off your feet, but I'm telling you this. I can't wait for your feeling to what this is. And that's the Undertaker getting the streak
broken. Shit. You see, I would have left that off.
Exactly. But that moment.
Was that the same damn pay-per-view?
Yes. Well, as Daniel Bryan's win. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, we really shrunk the...
But, I mean, look, you talk about two of the biggest moments in the history of wrestling happening on the same night.
You know what's funny is that that's in the PG era, but it doesn't feel like a PG era type match because it involves Taker and Brock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Taker was attitude. Taker was huge and ruthless aggression. It's just, he feels like, yeah, he was there, but he was a special attraction. But you're right. The moment happened in that era.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely is. Wow. That's like a huge negative.
It is.
But yeah, I guess you can say, and we're probably going to be like all around the same year. Like that was what, 2015? No, six.
Don't even ask me. I have no idea.
You're just as bad, if not worse, than I am. I'm usually in the ballpark, but you're just like,
I'm not.
Don't even try.
No.
Throwing out the lifeline. And you're just like, no. I'm not taking it. I'll drown. And I'm taking you with me.
100%.
I'm taking your lifeline. And you know what? I just put fucking holes in it. So now we're both going.
That's why we would always need Kyle, because he is fucking a wizard with
dates. There's always someone. That's fucking Bill, Kyle, Eggie. They always know all of the fucking. That's three shout outs to two that I fucking think a bag of dicks named Kyle. I know Eggie's gonna appreciate that one.
Yeah.
But yes, that is probably. Ooh, does the streak trump Daniel Bryan's? Does a streak ending? Does that trump anything else? Is that the most memorable or no?
Not from what I'm thinking about. So you got your next one here.
Now I feel like we've just burned two of the biggest.
Good.
Oh, so you said 2008.
And on.
Yeah. Was PGR.
Yes.
I know which one you're throwing in there. Yours is a match. Yours is a match and a moment.
Okay. Well, let's get to yours. Because I only got one more.
Yeah. But...
And I'm looking at three that I want to get on there. So
it was just the anniversary of this. I believe it was yesterday or the day before. Or maybe it was Friday. Whenever the last time I looked at social media was, it could have been Friday. But it also could have been today or yesterday because I don't really pay attention. Again, days. They escape me.
I'm sorry. I just like how you said that. Could have been yesterday. Could have been today. Could have been the day before. Could have been any day at this point.
I'm giving it a four-day window, but I think it's a day or so.
Anyway.
When Punk beats Cena and blows the kiss.
Motherfucker.
That was one of the ones you were torn between, but you should be
happy. No, it was a different one, and now I can't put this one on.
But when you think about moments, that could be one of the greatest.
I think mine's bigger, but
does yours involve a bigger star?
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
It doesn't. Yeah, no. Which one?
It involves that star.
Punk?
Yeah. I'm not gonna get it on.
Well, thank God.
So yours is him blowing the kiss, beating John Cena with that spinner title.
Yep.
Leaving in the crowd.
Are you just going to fire one real quick? You're not going to let it. You're not even going to let it marinate. All right. I like it.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with it because it again,
how much pressure is on me because my other ones,
this really like for this five sucks to only be five. This is horrible. Like, we're leaving out so many. Don't get us wrong. We know how much shit we are leaving out.
Well, if we're going to go really, really, really recent, I mean, I think I just talked myself into my last one, unless you take it.
All right, no. I'm staying back at that point where we were just talking about, and I'm going with Seth Rollins turning on the Shield.
Oh. All right. So that was the jumping off point for Seth Rollins to become the next guy. Well,
not only that, you force Roman to be Roman. You force Dean to be him.
It splits everybody and sets them on their separate path. Yeah. But it brings, and I always, not always, but I like when they do this correctly. The authority, anytime the authority was in, it was a huge help.
Mm-hmm.
Because you knew that they were bad. And it brings you back to that whole when it started in the Attitude Era. Well, not when it started, but when it became really popular to hate your boss.
Yeah.
In the Attitude Era, they kind of trickled it over.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as over the top and crazy as it was, but you knew that that was supposed to be the bad person.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins played that to it. He was the perfect weasel.
And J&J security.
Oh, they had it all.
It was just, it was great.
So I'm going to say I'll save my honorable mentions.
Okay.
I'll save them because one involves Seth.
Okay.
And it's a big moment, but it's tied into that moment as well. So I'll let people probably already can realize what it is. But yeah. I'll go very, very, very current.
Okay.
And no one thought it was going to ever happen again.
Okay.
And that's Edge's return.
That's a good one.
It's because you're going to talk about shock and complete shock value of someone who, and even his expression when he came out, it was, thank God there was a crowd for that. Just thank God there was a crowd for that. That was insane.
Man, dude, there are so many
there is
that
so
we
many.
Are leaving off. Well, I feel so bad.
Do we do a part two?
I guess we could do a part two.
Or do we have enough to put together 10.
Yes.
Okay, so 100%. let's continue because we're still young in the episode.
Yeah.
So we've just named 5 really fucking good ones.
Yeah.
So they could be our top 5 unless we pull together one or two more that should be on top of that. But go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because not typically how we do it. Because
those were huge. We started off fucking huge, but
all right. Well, good, because then I'm. See, now that I have so many more.
Well, here it's not a watered down list, because there's going to be quality in here. I already know because I have 2 more, and you have 3 more, right?
Yes.
So right. I know at least one of mine is going to be high quality.
All right, so I just don't want to. I don't want to double up superstars or moments because there's so many. So that's why I said one's going to go in honorable mention, even though I think it's bigger than what you said.
But here's the thing, though: if you think it's bigger, put it in there because it could be bigger than anything else that gets put in.
All right, so do it this now. This one I'll save that if I really want to, because I might have one more that I want to put over top of it.
Okay.
This one I am putting in again. I feel like a lot of these moments are moments that you can feel when we say it.
All right.
This one is the Mark Henry retirement.
It was so good. You want to talk about perfection?
Yes.
That was perfection.
Yes.
And nobody, not one person saw that coming. And if they did, fuck them.
No, they didn't. I
don't care if they did, but it was fucking amazing.
Yes.
It was before I got into any fucking social media and trying to find shit that happens. I know that. So it was like genuine shock.
Yes. 100%. I absolutely love that.
All right. So I'm going to go a different direction and I'm going to go back to Mania. But
okay.
I'm going to go to the Mania at the new Meadowlands.
Okay.
Kofi Kingston.
Okay, you're going to go Kofi Mania.
Another one where they, the string of fucking, perfection again. Yeah. Those string of matches he had to get himself elevated to even be considered for the main event contender or the top contender for the title was absolutely amazing. Like, he was another one where he did everything and anything possible to be the best and be the most over person.
You're right.
The payoff, absolute perfection.
Yeah.
They know how to do those underdog stories.
Once they accept that they're going to do it.
Yeah, once they accept it, because it was never the underdog stories. Well, not in the golden era.
Mm-mm.
There was. Mankind was the underdog story.
Yeah.
He was
the big
underdog story of that era. But he was pretty much the only one. The rest of them were all the top guys.
Yeah.
And then you have Ruthless Aggression. You got Mysterio. Yes. Mysterio's the one that sticks out the most.
Yeah. One of the biggest all time.
One of the biggest, smallest of all time.
Well, yeah.
And then, I mean, Daniel Bryan, Kofi, the underdog story.
Yeah.
I think when people look back, they're going to be like, I remember that. Like, that's what this whole list, like, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the one of the first ones that you think of. Now, some of them we miss because we're not great at this.
No.
But
no.
I think we have really good ones on here.
All right. So I feel like we do. And I think this one, like I said, I'm going to put on there because, I think it's pretty big. And it's the pipe bomb. I think
it did.
I feel like
it transitioned. It was kind of like the pipe bomb was like anti PG.
Mm-hmm.
It was the anti establishment,
mm-hmm,
where it was the pushback and the fight back from someone who didn't want to follow the rules.
Yep.
It is a good one. It's a very good one.
So that's
Might be the thing that he's most known about, like known for, is the pipe bomb. It might be his claim to, like, when you think of CM Punk, like, what are the things you think of first when you think of CM Punk? I think the pipe bomb might be first.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, that walking out title thing, I think.
Yeah, that was probably a close second. All right.
So we got number nine.
I'm going to go off camera and lip something to you to see if I'm in the... it's in that era, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
All right. It can't be left off the list then. It can't be.
I wasn't going to put it on the list.
Well, that was very modest of you, so I'll put it on for you.
All right, good. Because the one I'm going to say is for you.
Okay. So
I like how you had to keep it a secret.
Well, I couldn't mouth it on camera because then the people on camera, the three people that watch would have known. The people that are driving right now, they would have been left in the dark no matter what.
I was just saying, like, you could just ask. We could just say it. You didn't have to keep it a secret.
No, I had to keep it a secret. No, I had to keep it a secret.
Especially if you're using it.
Oh, yeah, I'm using it, but I needed to mouth it so I didn't sound like it. Now you're just throwing me under the bus. It's not fair. It's really just not fair. It's bad friendship. That's what I'm calling this, bad friendship.
I just found it funny. You felt like you had to do that.
But yeah, go ahead. I did. For the maybe two individuals that watch this, I needed them to know that they weren't catching anything. I was sliding it by them.
Number nine,
Shawn Michaels retirement.
Okay.
Not the better of the two matches, but
the retirement match itself.
The retirement match and everything. I would even just throw in the whole year-long story from the first loss. I mean, tie them two together.
I was going to say.
You can lump those two. And
honestly, let's see. Can I add to this and make this better altogether? Mm-hmm. Let's lump from 25 to 26. No, to 28. That whole thing.
Oh, to the...
Yes, to end of an era. From Shawn Michaels to end of an era. Wait. That whole timeline of storyline. Those guys...
4 years of
WrestleMania matches. But no, seriously, though. Look at that.
So we're going story. Shawn...
Hunter. That whole story they told from Shawn on is
ridiculous. I'm okay with that. I have a feeling... Everyone wouldn't be okay with us putting in four matches as a moment, but
it's more of a feud.
Okay.
Put it that way. Look,
you're not selling me because it's our show and we're going to do what we want to do anyway. Obviously. But I think you could break it down into separate moments. But if you want to go from a lead up to a retirement, and then the end of the whole Attitude Era, mm-hmm. which is weird because the end of an Attitude Era didn't happen in the Attitude Era.
No.
How is that possible?
Happened in the PG.
Yeah, but how is that possible? How does it even make sense? Now when you think, when you use words to put that out there, the Attitude Era didn't end in the Attitude Era. Is that crazy? I mean, it's not supposed to be phrased like that, but that's kind of how it was. If it was the end of an era, then it means they crossed eras. It's like the multiverse of WWE.
Exactly.
All right.
That's too much thinking.
Yeah, I can get real fucked up.
The last one I'm going to put on number 10.
I think I know what you're doing, but go ahead.
You're probably right.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Do
I get goosebumps that night?
Yeah. Is Sting's debut in WWE?
I will always remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Sting's my favorite. So
yeah,
and I was watching it with the perfect person for that.
Your dad?
Yes, my father. So we watched it together, and he heard the crow. He said, "What's that?" I said, "I don't know. Let's watch and find out." So what does that mean? I don't know, Dad. Let's watch this and find out, please. And it only took a second. He's like, if you're watching a movie, you're like, you're both watching the movie
and they ask you questions.
And they ask me questions like, I'm supposed to know, this is my first time watching the movie as well. What's that?
Yeah.
Just picture that.
100%.
But it was a shorter amount of time because it literally was instantaneous to, what's that? I don't know. Now Sting. We know.
Sting's big ass face comes over. Oh, now we know.
Yeah, it was very, it was very quick. I didn't have to answer the question, but I did, and then we found out.
Did you ever think that that moment was going to happen, ever?
No, but because I kind of put it by the wayside. I mean, I never – once he didn't do it in this heyday, it was just like, all right, so it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't – I guess it doesn't need to in a certain extent, but I wanted it to happen – honestly, I wanted it to happen sooner, but I don't know if I would have liked it. I don't know if
when you wanted him to do it, when I would have liked it then.
When I wanted him to do it, I don't know if it would have been capitalized on. I don't know if it would have been.
I don't think people thought this was capitalized on.
No, but the injury didn't really help because he was supposed to win the title. He was supposed to beat Seth until he got completely mangled.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do you expect? He was past his prime. I mean, he was there as what they love, the nostalgia act. But it wouldn't have been a nostalgia act if it was in real time when the rest of WCW came over. But I saw how they did the rest of the WCW roster. So I don't know if it would have been great. And he did a hell of a lot in TNA, so
it's not
to say that. I mean, he had some of his best stuff in TNA. I mean, Joker Sting was absolutely insane. But if you think about Sting moments, and you think about WWE in that era, yeah, that's one of the ones I'll always remember. I don't know if that's across the board. There's probably like we left it.
We're at 10.
We've pretty much forgotten about the Money in the Bank cash-ins.
Yeah.
Ziggler, Rollins, those two come to mind instantly. You have Becky, Charlotte, Ronda, Sasha, Bianca. You got...
I mean, look. Like you said, it's 2008 to 2022. It's one of the longest eras. Period.
There is a lot like Alberto Del Rio that you can forget. And that 2011, that Royal Rumble.
You never can.
No, because
you know how much of that era you have forgotten?
We paid good money to rent that pay-per-view. Oh, the first ever 40-man Royal Rumble. And they had Del Rio with it. Yeah, memorable for not the right reason. That's worse than the streak ending. End the fucking streak. Don't ever let a Del Rio win a Royal Rumble or a title.
I don't know about all that. But, yeah, we could go on for a long time with the amount of moments, the amount of matches. It's not to mention that is the entire – also, the entire existence.
We didn't even put Cena on here at all.
No.
How did Cena not make the list? How did Cena Rock not get on there?
Well, we used Cena Rock like three different times in different ways in the Essentials, I think.
That's probably true. Well, he definitely made Cena's and the Rock's.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like you said, we could leave off 50. From that 10, because it's impossible to really.
I want to know what other people's, like, when you think of this era of wrestling, what their first like couple memories are. And I want to see if we hit the majority.
That sounds like a poll.
Yeah.
Put up on Twitter.
Twitter and Facebook. Facebook could probably get more play. All right. So you got some shit you want to talk about?
Well, no.
You want to get something off your chest.
This is not a therapy session whatsoever. No, we kind of wanted to touch on the Ric Flair
final shebang.
Last match again.
Again.
What? So
until he needs more money?
Yeah. So end of this month.
Poor Ric, man. Just fucking hang him up.
July 31st, I think. Nashville Fairgrounds. Tonight, actually, a couple hours ago before we started recording. They announced the match via video on StarCast website, and it's going to be the Nature Boy and Andrade against Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. So if you, I don't know if people have watched these videos. I just watched them for the first time today. 20 minutes, 22 minutes a piece. But the second one is the reveal on who they're facing. It's actually pretty well done. Like, it's a promo story video, like following Ric Flair's comeback, but now they're figuring the Jay Lethal thing in. Like, he's been training Flair for this match, Jay Lethal.
Yeah.
So he's been training with him the whole time. And now he tries to get on the show. He asks Rick, hey, can I get booked? And Rick tells him that he has people with more on their resume that are getting booked, that you're not going to be able to get booked. And that's what he tells Jay Lethal. So this pisses Jay Lethal off. And
I mean, really, what are we there for? We're there for a woo-off.
Of course.
We're there for the multiple struts,
Yeah.
The knife edge chops. And that's pretty much it. And a figure four or three.
Yeah, you're going to get Andrade, Lethal, and Jarrett. Well, Andrade and Lethal doing most of the work. Jarrett will go in there with Rick. Of course, Lethal will be in there with Rick because you need to do that.
You're getting Ric Flair Lethal.
Blew off. Yeah, of course. But yeah, but the rest of the card, like we were talking about, Briscoes and
the Von Erichs,
that's going to be an amazing match in itself.
Why couldn't they do Ricky Morton and his kid versus Anderson and Arn? That would have been better.
Versus Anderson and...
Versus Brock and Arn.
It definitely would have been a lot better.
It would have somehow been nice if they would have got Arn and Tully both on here. They got to make an appearance.
I'd bet Arn for sure.
Tully. You think Zabisco shows up?
Maybe. I don't think so. But I mean, this is on Fight TV, and the matches that they're putting on, like the
Flair's had a very, very long career.
Well, he's 75, right?
He looks like he's 174.
But I don't know. I don't think anyone is expecting a 5-star match. This is Ric Flair. It's the pageantry, and that's basically what you're seeing. But is this really it? This needs to be it.
I don't even think it's going to be a match.
Well, it's going to be a match. It's a tag match.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be a Ric Flair. But just end it after Michaels. Just end it. It was perfect. Kind of. Just end it.
Well, we'll see. I'm not ordering it, but...
No. It's way too much money.
No. Not for...
I mean,
look... Like we said, the card itself, the undercard itself,
yeah, but it's still is a really very expensive good. Pay-per-view for what you're getting with Ring of Honor right around the corner.
Yeah, well, I think if I had to pick one of the two, I'm picking Ring of Honor all day long.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you wanted to touch on Ring of Honor as well and the match that was announced.
Yes.
It's probably the final match, the ROH title match.
Yes. Jonathan Gresham versus Claudio. For the title, it is going to be, God, it's going to be, I cannot wait. So glad they're doing Ring of Honor right.
Well, every match that they announced is really good.
Well, and you're getting Yuta versus Garcia
for the pure title.
And if anyone who hasn't seen,
if they just do it,
the first match they had,
the Iron Man match
for IWTV's 100.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You know how ridiculous that was? We were there earlier in the day, and it was about 180 degrees in that building.
Yep.
To go 60 minutes with that match, knowing how fucking hot it was in that building, that's impressive as it is. That makes it a fucking classic just in that. I mean, you can't tell from at home, but...
No, they were because suffering. We were there.
They were suffering that match.
And it was actually,
fucking hot as balls.
IWTV just put that match up on YouTube
for free.
For free. So you can go watch it. Go find it.
That was the Adam Sandler movie.
Bedtime Story.
Yeah, for free.
That's a good movie, actually. Underrated.
Really? Underrated?
Do you think that's underrated?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think it deserves a high rating?
We're talking about Adam Sandler movies.
It's okay.
I think it's a better movie.
It's a wrestling show about nothing.
People give it credit for.
I think it's properly rated. It's a bottom It's not better than Click.
No, I wouldn't say that. No.
Put Click above it. And then his classics go above that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's properly rated. I'm going to fight to the death on this one.
If you say so.
All right. So here's my one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I get the whole Claudio and Gresham.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it and I don't. I mean, I want to get it. I know it's going to be a good match, but I feel like it's the Tony Khanisms where he gets a new toy, just like Samoa Joe became the. Or like he doesn't have enough titles in AEW to give to all of his toys, but he's got another company that he can give some toys to. I mean, I think Claudio's winning. I don't think he should. I think Gresham should actually hold the title, defend the title, and stick around in the whole AEW ROH thing. And I think he will, but I don't see Tully's group gaining any like real traction. And if you take Gresham and he loses the title, when are they going to be featured on AEW TV? I don't see that happening. They don't like Brian Cage. He's never on TV.
Well, that's the thing is now that they Ring of Honor has a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Are we getting TV?
You for have Ring to start Honor? Getting TV soon, but if you're going to take away all the titles, and yeah, it's cool. You're going to have the ROH title on TV, but it's never going to get defended, or it's going to get defended, I guess, but it's just, it rubs me the wrong way. Like, I feel like Tony Khan gets the new toy, and that's, he's got to play with it until he breaks it.
So that's why you think that Claudio has the title shot?
Not only that, but I think he's winning. I truly believe 100% that he's winning that title.
So they and put turn Gresham on Moriarty to put him with Tully to then take the title off of him?
Yeah, well, they're still setting up the face versus heel. Right, let's put it this way. I don't see Claudio losing anytime soon. And if he does, I will be pleasantly surprised and shocked and hope for more TV time for Gresham. But I see Claudio beating him, and I see Gresham falling backwards.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Believe me, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't see it. I don't see it happening. The matches all look insane. I know the match will be really good, but I still don't think Claudio loses.
So I guess you think that like Samoa Joe is just going to run over Jay Lethal?
I don't see Lethal winning that.
Yeah. No, that's what
unless
I'm saying.
No, I don't, because, again, it's all about the TV time. Samoa Joe is going to have more TV time than Lethal. They did fine building it, but Joe wins.
Mm-hmm.
New fucking challenger comes up until maybe a new toy comes about. Like, that's the thing, though. None of the ROH people are going to be winning the titles. It's going to be the AEW people winning the ROH, and they're going to be their ROH champions, but they're still going to get TV time in AEW.
Yeah, that bothers me if that's the way
it is. It's already happening. I mean, look.
Well, first of all,
Woods?
Mm-hmm.
Woods didn't get a contract. Woods got pushed to the side.
Yeah.
FTR beat the Briscoes. It was my favorite match of the year, but still happened.
Mm-hmm.
FTR is a mainstay on Dynamite and Rampage and AEW. They're a highlight of AEW. So, yeah, they're highlighting the titles, but none of the ROH people are actually winning. It's the AEW people winning, and the ROH people kind of falling by the wayside. I mean, the interim championship was Mercedes Martinez versus Deonna Purrazzo. Purrazzo's an Impact superstar.
Yeah.
Mercedes Martinez is on the AEW roster. I mean, obviously that's going to fucking happen. Samoa Joe, same thing. I mean, who did Samoa Joe beat for the title? For the TV title?
cannot remember.
Me neither.
I don't know either.
But Samoa Joe had signed with AEW. The ROH people, I mean, it's cool and all, they bring them in, but it's really only a matter of time until everyone from AEW holds those titles.
So then if that's your thing, then
that's just
how are you doing?
I don't know how long it's going to last for, but that seems to be the constant.
No. I get that. But like, what do you do when TV comes then?
You have a bloated roster as it is. These AEW stars are going to be probably doing a little bit of double duty, but they'll probably mainly be on ROH.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have enough talent to split into another show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easily.
Yeah.
If they're going to do another hour of TV and call it Ring of Honor, you're going to see a lot of AEW people that haven't gotten the chance on AEW yet. On Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Like the people that probably you won't see in Ring of Honor, probably like a Darby Allin, Sammy Guevara, I would even say, probably doesn't make it. Like they're probably more the AEW. They might throw the Bucks in there just because of the history,
mm-hmm.
but AEW's where they're going to be at. I mean, you'll see maybe Red Dragon, Tag Team Division, or ROH. I mean, I think it's all interchangeable for them. Everyone can kind of float through everywhere.
Yeah. No, I get that. I just kind of hope for Ring of Honor to be kind of more defined.
You want it to be more like Ring of Honor. When you think of Ring of Honor, you want it to be Ring of Honor, which they'll probably have the same format and the same everything like layout as Ring of Honor, but it won't be the Ring of Honor people that you're used to seeing.
I mean, I didn't expect it to be like that, but I expected it obviously to be obviously on steroids compared to what it was.
They still have 6-man championships that they haven't brought in yet.
I know.
They're not even on the pay-per-view.
No,
that's kind of weird.
Are they even going to use them?
I don't think so. Well, Vincent's working over at Impact,
mm-hmm.
and then you got Dutch and you got Bateman.
Yeah,
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, it's not like you don't have any trios, but if they were to have the match, the Righteous aren't walking away with those titles. Right. It's going to be
another AEW.
It's going to be three of AEW. It's going to be the Righteous versus Cole, Fish, and O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Bateman and Dutch get...
Oh, yeah.
Good. I hope they don't use them. Like, I'd rather them just be the permanent title holders and never have to do that to the
retire as the champions, yeah. Just retire the titles altogether.
I don't want to see them guys have to go through that. Yes. I'd rather them just stay the champs forever.
Like, who are the other trios that would? I mean, you got Death Triangle. You got
Death Triangle.
You could put together three of Dark Order easy. Well, actually, they might only have three now. They got four. I think Johnny Hungy, Alex Reynolds, Ten, and
Evil Uno. Yeah.
I think that's it.
Yes.
Alan Angels is gone. Grayson's gone. Watch, they would probably do Johnny Hungy, Reynolds, and Hangman.
Yes. I actually would like that.
They probably would do that.
I would like that for Hangman. I'm just not a big Hangman fan for the main title. I think he's talented as hell. I just don't think
he's not a major champion in that.
I don't think he's a world title holder.
Well, like, he is a world title holder.
Like, he doesn't look like a world champion. I know that sounds very hypocritical as a wrestling fan saying that, but like, I just don't buy him as the guy.
You're entitled to your own opinion, no matter what anyone tells you.
Yeah,
but he is a champion.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
He was a world champion.
I know. I just don't see him as the guy.
I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
Well, I think that will wrap it up. We can stop it there for the Essential Series for the end of an era. The PG era is, well, almost over. There's light at the end of the tunnel anyway. And we're going to TV 14 on Monday Night Raw.
When does that start?
Well, they put out a date that it was supposedly tonight.
But it's not.
On the 18th. And then they said, no, that date, that's not that.
It's not available.
That anymore. They're going to push it back. But I don't know where this report came from, but I'm just glad it's not over
and we've all been fed a thing of bullshit.
Well, if so, I mean,
then we made this for nothing.
We made this for absolutely no reason. But
that would be par for the course.
It would, absolutely. I hope that's not the case.
But
anyway,
it could be the case.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoyed the show. Hopefully it stays relevant for longer than tonight. And we'll talk to you soon.